can't serve. All right, what's up, Lagos? Beautiful morning it is. Yes, today is Tuesday. If you want to tell, you want me to tell you that today is the 27th day of the month of September, it's not me that will tell you that this morning. All right, it's 7 minutes past hour 10. My name is Stretch, S-T-R-E-T-C-H. If you want to get on Instagram right now, it's Stretch Original, one word. If you want to do the Twitter thing, Stretch Cool. And this morning, I can do this for some few minutes because I sent out an errand. Go and boil me egg. Serve me breakfast. She's coming. Yes, Marianne Okon is my sparring partner every single morning. We do this every day, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, where we can say, what's up, Lagos? And nobody will do anything about it because we can. How are you doing? How was your night? It's none of my business anyway. But hey, let's get together this morning, 8 minutes past the hour. Let's start the show. How do we start in the mornings? We start with a portion of the show we call Sound Off. What is Sound Off? Sound Off is when we let it out. Yes, mommy and daddy thingy, yeah? We tell you things that you will want to say, things that you see and want to comment, or you've made that comment in your bathroom, in your kitchen, in the office, in the beer parlor, in the salon. But we bring it to radio in style. And when we finish, we leave it there. Then we go to the topic of the day, all right? That's how we roll. So right about now, it's time for Sound Off. All right, it's time for Sound Off. It's 9 minutes past the hour 10. And this lovely morning, what is going to be sounding off? What are we sounding off on? All right, we heard 12 hours or thereabout ago that the federal government ordered vice chancellors in universities to reopen schools and allow students to resume lectures. This was not just something we heard as a rumor. This was not something we just assumed. This was contained in a letter. Somebody typed it. Yes. Letter by the Director of Finance and Accounts of National Universities Commission, Mr. Sam Onazi, on behalf of the Executive Secretary of the Commission, Big B People, Professor Abubakar Rashid, in Abuja, on Monday, just this yesterday. The letter was addressed to the Vice Chancellors, Pro Chancellors, and Chairman. And Chairman, yeah, of governing councils of the federal universities. They called on them to reopen universities, ensure that ASU members immediately resume and commence lectures, restore the daily activities and routines of various universities in campuses. Everybody was like, huh? Federal government did this? Why? Hey, oh, 12 hours down the line. The federal government, through the National Universities Commission, on Monday, withdrew his circular, which ordered vice chancellors, pro chancellors, and governing council to reopen federal universities. This is according to one of the dailies. Every daily has it. So, from one point, less than 12 hours, we're saying, go, stop, stand up, sit down, lie down, up. So, what is the problem? Somebody typed a letter. Somebody released a circular. Somebody released this information to the press. Everybody, vice chancellors, pro chancellors, start school immediately. What happened? And even in the letter that we drew, nobody gave a reason. Okay, that letter we sent yesterday, where we are withdrawing it. What's the problem? Is this the nature of the kind of people that are doing these negotiations for us? Is this what ASU has been going through since 2009? Makes me think. You come up and tell the whole nation, pro-chancellors, vice-chancellors, everybody, throw us in disarray, that you must start school. Some people are already going to the market to buy things for their kids. 12 hours down the line. And that thing we said yesterday, stop. How? No excuses, no reason, nothing. You just say start, then you say stop. Why? So in other words, the start wasn't thought out thoroughly. Somebody did not sit down and say, okay, it's time for me to send out this circular. Let me order the pro chancellors and vice chancellors to do this. Who thought this out? Who made it makes you look like you are a joker. Imagine a parent telling the kids, I don't want you, your sleeping time is 9 p.m. Then the next day, say, oh, that's sleeping time. Okay, make it 7 p.m. Hey, the next day, it's 12 midnight. The children will take their father and mother as insane people.
Mm.
Now, if you're instructing us and we don't know what is up, maybe tomorrow we'll hear that all pro-chancellors and vice-chancellors are sacked. It is sad.
So this... It just, again, goes to show that our governments, past, present, cannot operate as an island. You cannot be dictatorial in nature. This is the reason why you call what you're doing a democracy, as nascent as it is. You must always have some sort of, you know, meet each other halfway. You have to have these conversations with people before you come up with these bogus announcements. It also shows that, you know, there's no synergy, you know, in the kitchen cabinet.
No thinking.
Whatever that might mean.
No thinking.
You know, think of it what you may. There is no thinking. Synergy within the kitchen cabinet. Mm. Yes, I said it. Okay. Because you can't be giving us two different messages in less than 24 hours. It makes us look at you as unserious.
Are you kidding?
You're not put together.
Mm.
You have no idea what you're doing. Yet, you want us to take you seriously.
Mm.
I'm appalled at this.
Mm.
One minute you're saying the parish chancellors and the vice chancellors should go back to school.
The next second.
Are they the ones who are going to go into those classes and teach the students? Are they the ones? Because you see, ASU says that we operate a structure. If you give us information, we take that information and we bring it down to our different branches so that information is disseminated properly and they know if they can go back to class or they can't. But asking these chancellors, are they the ones going to teach? And how long can we go around in this circle? So in 2 days, campaigns will begin. What are you going to tell us? Because I really look forward to what you're going to tell us.
Mm.
What exactly will you tell us?
Yes, what will be your campaign point? You know, we've shut down universities for 7 months. Or what?
Oh, no. I'm guessing you say, well, the one that is representing our party now has shut down university. We are going to open it.
We will.
Jokes.
And
all
now,
jokes.
Mayor, let me even tell you, when you wrote, they wrote an elaborate letter to tell people to go back. Listen to how we withdrew it. The letter titled Withdrawal of Secular NUC/ES/138 Volume 64/135, dated September 23rd. I have been directed to withdraw the National Universities Commission Secular. So you said this and you are unsaying it.
I'm sorry, but you look like me, like a bunch. You look to me, or this looks to me rather, like a bunch of theatrical, confused people.
Amen.
And until you get your acts together, unfortunately, we're in a state of limbo. And that sound off. I really don't want to talk about it anymore. The flutterer. Latterer.
Somebody here.
Latterer.
It sounds like
English.
No, really speaking, I apologize.
My people suffer latara.
Do you know but data must
Do you know Allen Avenue? Hey, my people suffer latara.
Hey, auntie, should we start the show?
Latara.
Okay, latara. Oto.
Yes.
Oto. Oto.
Let's go.
To you that you're speaking with, let's go. You know, I told one guy, he said, he came from South Africa. So after like 2 weeks, I said, do you understand any word of Yoruba? He said, yes, no. I said, you had to speak with him. He said, ah. He went, ah. I said, what is that? He said, ah. The way he did his hand, opened his mouth, ah. I said, what is that Yoruba?
That's Yoruba now.
Ah.
What's wrong with
so,
you?
Ah is Yoruba. So you're on lateral.
Lateral.
No. Does
but that's not the
you.
Only word I know in Yoruba.
Oh, do another one.
I know Dide.
Wow, Dide.
I know Wajoko Sibe.
No, that's not Yoruba.
Wajoko.
No, that's not Yoruba.
Wajoko.
Before you say Waje.
It's Wajoko.
Wajoko Sibe.
Sibe.
Mm, there is a tunnel.
Wajoko Sibe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You draw Wajoko Sibe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I know Wajeon.
Wagene.
Jeon.
One year, babe.
Come and eat.
What Jeon? Yes, you got that right.
I also know.
There's one you should learn.
Which one?
Dake. Like, keep quiet. Can we?
No! Stop it. I'm prepping myself for my yoga in-laws.
Okay, what about Fem?
Wait.
Can you say Fem?
You, Fem.
No, say Fem.
You, Fem. Keep quiet. Let me talk.
Can we start this show?
No. I'm practicing. I also know.
Hey.
Why baby me so okay?
Okay,
I'm stopping now.
Yes, you should. Like baby me so okay.
Good morning, Lagos. 90 minutes gone, past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcome to What's Up, Lagos. My name is Mary Anakun. I'm the one that clowns every morning. I know. I'm trying my best because of my love for the language and the culture. You cannot be eating and going every morning. I cannot say what jail.
Ewa goni. All right.
I said they were going.
I said they were agony. It's not agony. Agony.
I said agony.
Agony. People are
agony. Agony.
Okay. Are we still doing? Okay. So this morning, we're
asking you what you're thankful for.
Yes.
Church is not going to have a word today. Oh, God. I'm
I
here
can't
for
have
you.
A word for one.
No, you are not putting your mouth in this microphone today. Off it. Fem. Anyway, we're talking about being thankful. We want to start on a thankful note. You know, lots of people started the month of September with us. They're not here today. Lots of people started off the month, you know, with all kinds of hopes, with all kinds of realities, you know, expectations. It might not turn out as great as you wanted it to, but hey, you're here. But then we're asking, what are you thankful for today?
What are you
And who are you thankful for?
Who are you thankful for?
Why are you showing appreciation today to those people? What have they done for you? You know, when we used to watch Jaguar back in the day,
yeah.
when his wife is singing, you say, what did I do for you?
So think about it. If you need to dig deep, let us know. Who's that person? Institution? A person?
It's me.
That did something for you, or maybe you've not had an opportunity to say thank you. Maybe you have thanked the person, but you can't thank the person enough.
We're giving
maybe
you that platform
have
today.
This opportunity to do this. This is for you. So think about the person. You can mention the name. You can don't do. You know when some mothers you call them to church, give a testimony. Say, Pastor, please. You say you have only 30 seconds. Pastor, can I do a song?
I don't even know where to start from. You have 10 minutes.
Can I do a song? Can I first do a song? So right now, come to it. Who is that person? Why are you grateful for to that person? What did that person do? If you want to share with us, go ahead. All right? So we're asking you to do this on this platform. We'll open up the phone lines when we come back from the break. We're going to go on in a bit. The numbers, if you don't know them now. 0700-993-993-993. We're democratic today. Everybody comes on this line. 0700-993-993-993. All right. Who are you grateful to? What did that person do? You want to share? Yeah. And you want to say thank you. You want to sing a song. You want to say this is what that person did.
To sing. Why I never go make it younger. Why I never make it younger. Jesus.
It's enough.
Let's see if we go to church.
Let's go on a break. And when we
Info
come
Girl
back,
is around the corner.
Yes. Marianne will be better. All right. When we come back.
I haven't taken my meds.
Take your time. It's 10:41, and we are asking you today to tell us who you're grateful to. We need to know
grateful
who.
For
the person and the reason.
I mean, I'm grateful for Info Girl and all the great info she brings here. I mean,
why are you lying to her?
I don't get it.
She's dancing.
Can you do what she does?
Yeah, I dance like this. Of
no,
course.
I mean, can you bring all the great info that she does?
I'm not a girl.
Girl, we're grateful for you, girl. We're grateful for you. But sincerely, who are you grateful to and for?
Yeah.
You know, you can
for
be grateful
reason?
For a person, but you can be grateful to a person because of something they did for you, because of how they held you down, you know, how they stood by you. A couple of us have gone down dark roads, and there were people that were... You
very
know,
dark roads, you
yeah,
know?
There were people that were there for us. They held our hand.
I remember when I lost my senatorial seat. After that, nobody called me again. You know, I was very popular. I was leading a committee in the Senate. I was leading, and I thought that was what the world was all about. Then I went, I did elections. After stealing my constituency's money, I couldn't get back into the seat. I had no friends anymore. But thank God, now I'm a counselor, and I'm doing well. All right, so if that's your story, let's have to go.
Honey, do you take your med?
No.
Okay. All right. I'm going to hand them to you while I talk. Please don't talk anymore, okay?
Okay.
Yes, guys, join the conversation. We're talking about, we're starting on a thankful note. So we have about how many minutes? About 13 minutes to be grateful and thankful for something really amazing this morning. Or someone and what they've done. So feel free. We're giving you an opportunity to call their name. It can also be a boo bae. A bae.
My darling,
it's your boo and
the man
a
that served me breakfast. You know, he's the guy that served you breakfast, and that breakfast led you to a person that married you.
I'm you grateful understand? For you letting me go.
Yeah, you know, good riddance, you know. So let me read a couple of messages here. I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for food. I'm thankful for you. And I'm thankful for me, Velita from Gberigbe, Rhyme Star. All right, thank you, Velita. From that. This one, good morning, Stretch and Marianne. Okay, no, you're not supposed to talk about Sound Off. All right? I would have read it now, thank God. All right, so let's get on the phone lines. 0700-993-993-993. Please give me only one thing I ask you. What's up, Lagos? Yeah. All right. What's your name, sir?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
What's up?
Yes. What's your name?
Life. Good morning.
It's Leke once again. I'm physically challenged.
All right, Leke. Oh, yeah, tell us.
Leke, I like that name.
Okay. I want to be grateful for my manager, Kenny.
Because
I can remember the first time I have an idea to do the song, you know. I'm physically challenged, so he's the one that called, and I shared the idea to encourage me.
Yeah.
You know, because my ability, the sheer ability in me, and he encouraged me that I can do eco bands and all that, person can that. He encouraged me that I don't look at my ability, as you look at the ability in me. So he encouraged me in 2020. So I started, and as you guys have gone, now I adopt you and I have this TV track.
Wow.
Congratulations. Whoa.
Kenny, wow. Kenny. Thank you, Kenny. Go ahead.
So all my songs are on YouTube and they are on YouTube. Leke Akoyede on YouTube.
Okay.
I'll go and check it.
All right, Leke Akoyede, thank you so much for calling. Kenny, you're the MVP.
Yeah.
All right, do you have anybody you want to say thank you to? Who is that person? You see, he remembers Kenny when he couldn't move, he couldn't do it, he's visually impaired, but yet Kenny said, go ahead. If Cobams can do it, you can. And today, he has songs
his
on YouTube.
Songs on YouTube.
And he remembers Kenny today.
Hello, thank good you. Morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What's your name, sir?
Jonah is speaking from Ibeko.
Jonah, welcome.
Right now, inside the heart of traffic of Chevron.
Okay.
As I'm saying, can you still remember what I said 3 days ago?
Yes, your birthday now.
God bless you.
Today
is the day.
Jonah, happy birthday! Jonah, happy birthday!
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Happy birthday, Abba. I really appreciate Nigeria Info.
All right.
The first lesson when I will say I will really appreciate him in this life, that's of course Baba God.
Baba God.
After Baba God,
Mama God.
Sunday John.
Okay.
Who happens to be the one that bought a car and gave me as a high purchase.
Wow.
And I'm a boat driver plus Uber joint.
Okay, only
by
you.
By grace of God, last year, 25th of December, I settled him, the car become my own.
Wow.
He is my second Jesus. Without him, I would have not been dreaming of say today I'm a
second
car owner.
Jesus.
So I really appreciate him,
whoever
he is.
What's his name again?
Sunday John.
Sunday John. All right.
Okay, Sunday John.
Thank you so much for sharing. All right.
Well, guys, in case you're wondering what's happening, well, it's Thankful Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
So we're appreciating people who have been there for us, people who have supported us, people who have made us, get to where we've gotten to. Sometimes, we say, so it's only God, but God positions those people.
Human beings,
if you believe
in
God.
That's true.
Yeah.
So. All right, let's find out. Give me the what's up, Lagos, and have the podium. Who's on the radio? What's up, Lagos? You are delegating it.
He's screamed.
What's up, Lagos?
Okay, the internet is not letting you, or the connection rather is not letting, because it's breaking your voice. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Kome. I am stuck in traffic in Jibo.
All right, Kome, you'll be out of it. Don't worry. Oh yeah, share with us, Kome.
I'm not like Felicia. I see that break.
You don't do now. All things are passed away. All things are passed away. All things are passed. Come here. Don't do this.
Now, what for you? Anyway, first and foremost, I'm grateful to Papa God.
Okay.
Without him, I can't be here.
True that.
And then, I want to be grateful for my father.
Okay.
It's late now.
Hmm.
It's been 9 years, December 24th, this year.
Wow.
When he was alive, we used to quarrel a lot. But now that he's gone,
you know,
I see the lesson that he valuable.
All right.
And I have to appreciate all the things that he's done for me.
Wow. Nice one. Kome, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kome, for calling. So, you know, sometimes you don't really appreciate your old man or your old lady until they're no longer here. Then you realize that, wow, they were making sense. Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Can you turn off your radio, please?
Yes, I can do that.
Go ahead.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm calling from my tool.
All right, sir. What are you grateful for? Who are you grateful to?
I'm grateful for my beautiful landlady of my heart, that is my wife.
Oh.
She's everything to me.
Oh, that is such a
After God, she's the next.
After God, now you.
You've not finished this marriage. You're not married again.
You have been for me for everything. Because I'm a transporter. Everything I left at home. I just finished my mother's burial. She was there for everything.
Such a woman.
Mother, everything to me.
Does she have a sister?
She has a sister.
That is not married, Abby.
Yes.
Okay. Please do something.
Church and I will bring drink.
Do something. We'll bring drink, please.
I don't know how to describe her.
What's her name?
Call her name, please.
What's her name, please?
Her name is Happy. And my name is Happy, too.
Your name is Happy. Your wife's name is Happy.
Yes, and our father's name is Imaswen. When our father's name is Imafidon.
So you don't have your baby sister.
So you put cousin Imaswen and Imafidon.
Please
come together, Imaswen and Imafidon.
Yes, please give us the number of her sister. Her sister is important to me now. Please.
Don't mind it.
God will bless
you. Thank you very much, Happy,
help
for
my
calling.
Life. Help me.
Hey, Mrs. Happy Imaswen.
Imaswen, God bless you.
Happy Imafidon, say
what
love
you have
you.
Done for this man. Oh my God. Only God will reward you.
The man can't even put it in words.
I'm telling you, and your sister. Oh, your sister.
We need to take another call. You need to stop.
Yes, the sister.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey, stretch to life. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. What's your name, sir?
My name is David.
Okay, David, go ahead.
Hi, David. Why do you sound like you're very far away from your phone?
No.
All right, David, go ahead.
I want to appreciate my lovely and beautiful wife. She's all I got.
Me too.
She's sitting right there with me.
She's there with you.
Kiss her. Just give her one kiss for us.
Do we allow kisses?
Yes, kiss.
You have kissed her?
You have kissed her.
Madam, you said stop blushing now, madam. They are praising you.
What's up, lady?
This is what the kiss has triggered.
This kiss has made you say what's up, Lagos.
We love love.
Madam, do you have a sister?
What is it?
Yes, I have beautiful sisters.
Madam, where do you live? Just give me GPS.
Stretch.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. No, you will
come to me. Put you on
block. I will go through you.
Block the road.
Somebody helped you. You will help somebody. Somebody helped you. Madam, God bless you. Keep on doing what you are doing,
Amen. Thank you so much.
All right, we love you.
Thank you for calling. I love that. It's really cute. Like, love is like really cute. Mm. Some people be rolling their eyes, but I dey pray. The day they will sweep you, your feet not go reach.
Let them just give numbers of the sisters of these women. Let us find out if it is a
who's
fluke.
Us?
Me.
Are you a legion?
Let's find out if only it's a fluke or for real.
We gotta go for a quick break.
Right,
and when we come back, we're still talking about what you're grateful for. And then we will talk about that kidnapper. Yes, John Ewa, a.k.a. Leon.
Big boy.
The dollar flaunter.
Big boy.
We're coming back. We'll talk about it. Stay with us. All right. right, we're back. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria. In for 7 minutes, go past 11 o'clock.
Are you on 6G?
What is this?
What are you doing?
Let me leave. Okay. Why do you always like to rain on my parade?
Rain on your parade. Yes. You know, on your parade. Kenkeneme, your parade.
Kenkeneme, my nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What's that? What does that mean?
You're asking me.
All right, let's read some messages.
Kenkeneme means what is happening.
Oh, that's it.
Kenkeneme. What's going on? What's happening? Kekwano.
We're speaking, but why do you switch?
No, I'm just saying the comparison.
Okay.
Baje Jora. So, yeah. Uh-huh. So can I go to the messages?
Yes.
Okay. So I saw that. All right. This one says, what's up, Lagos? I'm so grateful to God Almighty, the Father of life. Also, I'm grateful to my ex-boyfriend. He stood by me when my husband abandoned me. Wait, stop laughing.
Is this a joke?
Wait, and I was left with nothing. He worked out a sum of 90,000 naira for me to finance my dying business and to take care of my children. Wow. Ex-boyfriend. Wow, that's awesome. All right, what's up, Lagos? Chooks from Berikbeikrodu. My thanks to God first. My second thanks, my lovely wife, Grace Chidima, my uncle also. All right, this one says, what's up, Lagos? Stretch. Why look outside when beside you there is beautiful Anne? Okay. I won't say anything. I'm grateful for my wife, Yetunde Okunuga. She advised me on doing bold business when we were still courting. I am doing very fine with the business and I have no reason to look for a white-collar job any longer. Julius Oluwaseun. What's up, Lagos? Thank God for my Lagbole. One person I will continue to thank is my mom. She single-handedly raised me since I was 3, because I lost my dad when I clocked 3. Thank God I'm now 23. She's everything to me. Great one there. All right, we had to do that. Sometimes if you don't have gratitude as your attitude, you don't get to a higher altitude.
Come on, somebody stop me. Hey, Pastor Stretch in the building.
All right, check the time. It's 9 minutes. People are with here. No, they lost
you
his
have
sins.
Your
they lost his sins.
Yes. All right, it's time for us to quickly. Oh, do we have one more message? No.
Yes, there's one. Okay. Praising you. What's up, Lagos Stretch? You and Miriam are a very good combo. Match made in heaven. Oh, they're telling me to do something. When one of you is not on the show, is not incomplete. You both remind me of Collins and Andrea, Henry from Shomuli. Hey, thank you. You remind me of Henry also.